This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. There's only a few days left until the nonprofit Bridgeway is scheduled to stop providing demand response for the elderly and disabled in McDonough County. There doesn't appear to be another service provider ready to take over. McDonough County Public Transportation Director Nathan Cobb says Bridgeway pulled out because of financial constraints and he has been unable to find another nonprofit willing to step up. Cobb is in talks with Durham Bus Service. Durham is the private company that runs the city's school buses and provides labor and maintenance for the public Go West system. But there's no deal yet in place. Cobb says in the meantime, the city of Macomb plans to pitch in by hiring 4 to 5 drivers on a temporary basis.
Just don't want us to have to stop the service on July 1st because there's a lot of members of the county that in Macomb that count on that service. So
Cobb says once Durham submits a written proposal detailing how much it will charge to provide demand response, it will still need approval from the City Council and the Illinois Department of Transportation. Demand response mostly takes the elderly and disabled to medical appointments within the county or up to 2 hours outside. Cobb says they make about 40,000 trips a year. All the expenses associated with the service are reimbursed by state and federal grants. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.